This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Brett Hsu. Brett, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Brett, who are you and what do you do?
Absolutely. So my name is Brett Hsu, and I work on the enterprise team at Consensus. Consensus is one of the largest blockchain companies in the world, built upon the Ethereum platform. I'm head of structured finance, and essentially what that means is that I'm trying to find the intersection between blockchain technology and some of the technologies that exist in my previous job, which involved mortgage-backed securities and other structured finance products. Additionally, I'm driving several of our efforts in the insurance space, so I do a lot of work in blockchain insurance at Consensus.
Brett, how are you involved with blockchain?
Absolutely. So Consensus is built upon a venture production studio model. Essentially what that means is that we're a company that creates other companies, a little bit like BetaWorks or other similar models, and that we're a hybrid between a venture capital firm and an incubator. The project that we built are all created upon the Ethereum platform. Ethereum is a blockchain platform that allows the creation of smart contracts, essentially computer protocols that can automate business processes in the real world. And because all of our products are built upon Ethereum, we're very supportive of this space and want to see it become a very well-used and well-known technology.
Brett, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
Absolutely. So we've definitely encountered a lot of success as well as challenges in this space. I'll try to list a few of the successes that I'm able to disclose at this point. I'd say in terms of success would be the fact that we're able to organize around a technology such as Ethereum, and we're able to start building upon this very viable platform. And what I mean is that Ethereum was actually invented around, I'd say, a year and a half to 2 years ago. And it was, prior to that, it was still being conceptualized. And our current CEO, Joseph Lubin, was one of the co-founders of this platform, Vitalik Buterin, as well as seven other developers, including Joe, brought this platform into existence. And throughout that process, we're also able to, Joe's able to split off and create Consensus. And Consensus is essentially tasked to build various products in the Ethereum space. And the fact that we have so many products that are currently being incubated and created right now just gives indication that this platform can be used and it could be a very pervasive tool that can exist in various facets of our lives. I'll speak a little bit about what I've been seeing in the insurance space because that's the area that I'm driving. In insurance, we see various use cases where blockchain technology, including the Ethereum platform, are able to automate several of the processes involved in underwriting insurance and disintermediating a lot of the current intermediates that exist in the organization. As I know from my background in finance, fixed income trading, as well as some in insurance, I realized that this is an industry full of intermediaries that their sole purpose is to act as a broker-like entity between two other organizations. And if we can actually automate a lot of those processes, as well as implementing a system where you take out some of that lack of transparency and decrease the spreads that exist between that type of transaction, You can create a more automated system that allows better processing and efficiencies for several of these business practices that we have. And it also relates to certain aspects of insurance like claims processing. These types of actions are very data intensive, and as you look at the information from a macroeconomic perspective, you see that there are situations where data can be very fragmented. And if you look at a platform like blockchain, you can actually create better coordination among that data, whether or not it's used on a private blockchain platform or public or potentially hybrid. So just from my whole assessment of, you know, what's going on in insurance, a few notable successes would include projects such as insurance consortiums that are being formed right now. You know, there's a organization called B3I that is joint collaboration between several insurance organizations. The fact that they exist and are actively trying to find plausible use cases in the blockchain space is an indication that there have been some incremental successes in this space. We can also look at just the different events that are being held. You have exploratory workshops, such as the one hosted by the Red Shot Group in Chicago, Illinois, that myself and Andrew Keys, our global head of BD, attended in November, in which you have some of the largest insurance companies, the AIGs, the MetLifes, the Northwestern Mutuals of the world, publicly showing up to these events and discussing the various use cases that exist in this space. And because we see such interest and such open explanations of people openly admitting that this technology can be very apparent in their legacy world, these are, you know, all indications of success. I think the other part of the question was challenges. Mm-hmm. And I'd say that there are definitely many, many challenges that we encounter very often. I'd say one of the biggest challenges would be not understanding the unknown. So one of the things that my head trader, back when I was trading mortgage-backed securities at a broker-dealer, said to me was that one of the biggest difficulties is that you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, what this means is that there's a lot of unknown in this industry. One way that I like to describe it would be, think of a company like Amazon. So when Amazon was first invented, you had a few guys coming together saying, hey, let's put a mall onto the internet. You know, let's find a way to put a mall onto the internet. And conceptually, you think that it's probably a good idea. You think that, you know, this is going to be a very good concept, because the internet is a very powerful tool that, you know, you can use to execute so many different types of functions that did not exist in the past. But, you know, for example, you need to be able to temporarily store data in certain web pages. What are we going to call this? Oh, let's invent something called a cookie. So as you can see, something was just invented that didn't exist already. You need to store credit card information in a digital format. SSL encryption had to be invented. So as you can see, just from this example, multiple things had to be invented prior to being able to actually bring this final idea to fruition. And at the end of the day, we do have Amazon. You know, Amazon was successfully invented. And I feel like blockchain is going to interact, or is going to encounter, very similar problems or very similar challenges in the ecosystem, in that there's going to be situations where, you know, we want to have the blockchain platforms such as Ethereum be able to interact with real world information. Well, we need to invent a better oracle for that. You know, we need to create actual platforms that are able to allow the intersection between our legacy systems and what we have in our blockchain. So I'd say that would be one of the biggest challenges that, you know, we would encounter. In addition, there'd be the whole concept of just regulatory challenges, you know, encountering situations where we need to make sure that regulation is upheld and that regulators are appeased in terms of understanding, because in a way, you know, this is very powerful technology and it's important to have the right intersection between existing regulators and new technologies so that both counterparties can find the best ways to mutually understand each other.
Brett, in your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
I think blockchain has numerous capabilities and the ability to be able to truly change and augment certain processes that we have in our world. I think that in terms of replacing various aspects, I can speak mainly towards my experience in the fixed income world and my experience in finance. I think that blockchain can replace certain aspects of our life that relied on actual, I'd say that there's a huge human component that can be significantly replaced by this technology. I'll speak a little bit towards my fixed income background, because I think that that might give some of the best indication. So if you look at what I did in the mortgage-backed security market, part of my job was working on the issuance of these securities. And in terms of issuance of these bonds, a huge component was the coordination of these loans into something called a trust, which is an entity which its sole purpose was to take these loans and hold them in a trusted format to allow further issuance in the future. And, you know, the concept of this trust was, you know, it made sense back in the day, and that you needed people that you trusted to actually custody these mortgages or other loans and be able to ensure the proper payment allocation of funds. And this whole process was, you know, in the past done by a company, by people that would actually execute a lot of what goes on. My perception of this technology would be that if you can replace some of those human processes with a smart contract layer, or a layer that can actually execute those same human transactions with a smart contract transaction, then, you know, it would create a more automated system, you know, a system where different forms of value can be exchanged and automated to a point where you wouldn't need as much of a human infrastructure to that, and it would basically free up a lot of that workforce to be able to try to achieve more leadership-related roles. I think, in my mind, that example is a good indication of different processes that can be augmented or replaced, and that you can take this system that was formerly, you know, highly dependent upon the will and experiences of human beings and replace it with in a digital format, essentially taking this trust and putting it on a blockchain. And I'll just sort of say something that Andrew Keys told me in the past was that, you know, think of like the internet as this entity that was able to take information and put it into a digital format. Think of blockchain as this entity where you can take trust and put that in a digital format. And that's something that I try to sort of live by when I'm telling people about the blockchain, and it's how I explain it to myself a lot of times too. So from that example, I think you can definitely get a sense of some of what can exist due to this platform.
Brett, what advice do you have for those interested in the blockchain?
Absolutely. So a lot of the advice that I would give to people who are just coming into the industry would be that, you know, this is going to be very pervasive new technology that might have lots of implications for what our world is going to eventually result in. And I'll sort of take this example from some of what I've been doing in my spare time. I'm helping my alma mater, Duke University, to form a blockchain lab right now. And this lab is designed to provide education as well as enrich students on the different areas of use that blockchain technology can provide. So I think my biggest advice would be to, you know, first focus on the education aspect. This definitely takes a lot of time to understand. I feel like I'm still trying to understand the technology even after working on it for a period of time. And my perspective is that it's going to be a constantly evolving technological force for this world. And, you know, as we're developing better and better understandings of how this can permeate throughout our world, we're going to get better answers to those, to the questions that emerge. This actually ties back a little bit towards my previous answer, in that it's a world of unknowns right now. You don't know what you don't know. And in order to answer a lot of those questions, would be important would be to constantly be trying to think of the right ideas and to think of the right questions to be asking yourselves, and that, does this really require a blockchain? Sometimes people talk about that whole concept that this is a solution that is looking for a problem, or they might say something like, oh, it's a great hammer that's looking for nails to nail in. And so part of it would be to kind of make sure that you're not just entirely submitting to one idea and thinking that it is the end-all be-all. You know, from what I've seen just working at this company, one of the questions that we ask is, oh, are you sure that you need a blockchain for this problem? Is blockchain definitely the end-all be-all solution? Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. This is just something that, you know, you should definitely keep an open mind with. So I guess just to reiterate, you know, I think it's important to keep educating yourself on this particular area and trying to develop the best understanding that you can get without succumbing too much to quote unquote the hype that exists, and trying to make sure that you're able to form your own opinions. So the director of media that I'm working with right now, Arthur Falls, constantly tells me, you know, it's important to ensure that you really answer a lot of these questions and try not to make too many assumptions that this technology is the end-all be-all solution, because, you know, that's sort of if I were to speak freely, and I'd say that that was one of the situations that was encountered during the internet boom of our age, in which I think there is a little bit of rampant optimism in terms of what this technology can solve, and that the questions that were being asked were not necessarily the right ones. So I think, yeah, and you know, I like to tie it into just what I see at Consensus. Our director of media is also one of my influences in this space, and I'd say that getting his perspective on a lot of these projects and trying to understand them at a, I'd say, fairly technical level is important, just for anyone out there who also wishes to pursue certain projects in this space.
Thanks, Brett.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.